Good afternoon and welcome to Holistic Talk. I'm your podcast host, Sharita Berry, and welcome on today. Hey everyone, welcome on today. Yes, that's right. This podcast is for educational purposes only, not intended to treat, cure, diagnose, or prevent sicknesses, illnesses, disease, or mental health issues. If you are making any changes to your health and wellness routine for yourself and family, consult your medical doctor first. I'm not a licensed counselor or psychologist. If you suspect that you have a mental health illness or mental health issue, please contact your local behavioral health authority in your state or town, or contact 311 United Way, and they can connect you with a mental health agency in your region. That's right. They can connect you. And this concludes our disclaimer. Let's get this show started. Guess what? I have a tip that's befitting for today's. Yes, that's right. What we going to do today? We got some tips on today. That's right. Got some tips for you guys out there on today that fits our topic. So the tip is, check this out. Check it off. Whether check marks, X, or cross outs are your style, making items complete on a to-do list always feels good. It's befitting for our topic today. It's like a part or a pat on the back that you give yourself. So check this out. One day this week, use a to-do list to manage your day and stay mentally focused. That's right. Some of y'all probably already do today use to-do lists, but take it a little further with a little twist. Because to-do lists help you manage your day every day, and it helps you stay mentally focused on the tasks that you have for that day. So that's our tip for today. So welcome to today's show. So this is 5 days of our mental health check-in. You know, May was Mental Health Awareness Month, but I think that every day should be a Mental Health Awareness Day. You know, to help you with your own personal self-care, to help you, you know, manage your day-to-day life, you know, to sustain a sense of peace and tranquility. So this is 5 days of our mental health journey check-in. You know, we're all working together, helping one another to stay focused on the things and the tasks that we have before us each and every day, not just for our own personal life, but for your family, for work, for your leisure time that you spend with your friends. But I want to give you some information to help you. So mental health illnesses are common in the United States. Nearly 1 in 5 U.S. adults live with a mental health illness. So that's 59.9 million in 2020. So approximately 1 in 4 people in the UK will experience a mental health problem each year. In England, 1 in 6 people report experience a common mental health problem, such as anxiety and depression. And any given week, are mental health problems increasing? 1 in 3 Canadians, about 9.1 million people, will be affected by mental illness during their lifetime. So the reason why you may be saying, okay, why did you include UK or Canada? Because we have listeners that are in those regions. And I wanted to point out some facts to you all. And I'll include this in the description so you all can do your own personal research. So on our checklist, remember we already gave the tips for you. So today is day one. So get your pencil and papers out. Whatever you have, you can take notes on your tablet, laptop, take notes on the notes section in your phone. So this is a mental health check-in. and this is day one. So what you want to do is, if you have a piece of paper, you want to write the date. You want to write the date. And always say, you know, doing these different type of kind of check-ins can help you. You know, so when you go to your next doctor's appointment, take it along with you. Show it to your doctor. So you can let them know what you're doing to take better care of your mental health. So you want to put the date. And underneath of that, you want to write, how am I feeling today? How am I feeling today? And so you write it. How do you feel right now? How did you feel when you woke up this morning? It's in the afternoon. How did you feel at 12 o'clock? You may be on your lunch break. How do you feel right now? So after you write, how do you feel today? You want to put, how can you improve your mental health? So how can you improve your mental health? You know, once you do your research and read up on mental health and mental illnesses and mental issues, how can you improve your mental health right now? What are some of the things that you can do to help you improve your mental health? You know, you may have a problem focusing. What can you do to improve your mental health when it comes to focusing? What are some of the techniques that you can utilize? And like I just gave a tip, to make a to-do list. The next, you want to write down, what have been your three dormant emotions this week? What have been your three dormant emotions this week? And you jot those three down. After you jot down those three, you want to put, what do you feel good about right now? So at this very minute, you may be listening to this podcast. What is the one thing that you can say that you feel good about right now? Some people may say, okay, I feel good that it's Monday. It's the start of a work week. Some people may say, okay, I feel good because I'm off today. So I have a long weekend, because you probably have Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and you have Monday off. So that's a long weekend. Some people may say, I feel good right now for my family. So what is it that you feel good about right now? And then underneath that, you want to put things that trigger negative emotions. Things that contribute to negative emotions. So what are the four things, or three things for some, maybe one thing that contributed to or negative emotions? And so when you write those things, what can you do to turn those negative emotions into positive emotions? Some people say, okay, I have this problem with this person and they always annoy me. Okay, what are some of the things that you can do to turn that around? Some people say, okay, I have a negative trigger when somebody does this, make a sound, or, you know, talk about something that reminds me of something. So what are some of the things that you do to turn the negative emotion into a positive emotion? So how would you rank your today's mental health? So that means at the end of the day, after you get off work, or if you may be off today, or, you know, whatever the case may be, after your day may end at 5. Some people day end at 3 o'clock. Some people day end at 11, depending on, you know, how you end your day. What ranking do you give your overall health? Mental health on today? Give it 2 stars, 3 stars, 4 stars, 5 stars, or 10 stars. So start ranking your day-to-day mental health. You know, it's all about wellness. It's all about self-care. So this we're going to do for the next 5 days. We're going to do these little mental health check-ins. So I can say today is July 18th, 2022. How are you feeling today? How I'm feeling right now? I feel relaxed. So how I feel relaxed with a smile. Okay. How can I improve my mental health? How can I improve my mental health on today? By taking time out for myself, reading, adding new exercise to my daily routine, meditating. Yeah, I can start off with those through things. What have been your three dormant emotions this week? So my three dormant emotions this week: anger, I'm just being real. Laughter, I'm laughing right now, but this week, oh, couldn't laugh. Anxiety. Okay, those are my three dormant emotions this week. Was they healthy? Only one was. The laughter. The one laughter I needed to get out, but I couldn't get it out. What do you feel good about right now? What do I feel good about right now? That I can have time to relax on today. Oh, it used to be a commercial on television. It said, "Cow gone, take me away. Cow gone, take me away." So, three things that trigger negative emotions. When people complain, because I hate when people complain, it triggers negative emotions. I can say that. Let's see. I can only think of one right now. I don't like when people complain. I'm just being real with you. I really don't. It just triggers negative emotions. And it makes me, upset. It makes me start complaining to them about how they're complaining. So, yeah. So, how many stars I can give myself right now? Let's see. By five being excellent, I give myself a 3. Neutral. Yeah. Neutral, meaning good, meaning okay, meaning So that's just an example how, you would do your day-to-day mental health check-in. So we're going to meet each and every afternoon right here at 2 p.m. And we're going to do these mental health check-ins for the next 5 days. And like I said, when you jot down this stuff, take it to your doctor. Even if you do see a mental health therapist or a counselor, take it to them and show them what how you handling your own mental health check-in. Even though they give you different worksheets to work on to help you, it's good to add in your own sometime. That's nothing wrong with it. So you want to show them, say, hey, this is what I'm doing to help manage my own personal mental health, to help me maintain a healthy lifestyle. Sometimes we got to be creative when, it comes to maintaining a healthy lifestyle. We got to sustain ourselves. We got to become stabilized, achieve sustainability when it comes to our mental health. We got to do the right things to keep our mind clear and focused. And not just our mind, our body at the same time. Because anything that goes haywire in your mind, it goes haywire in your body. Because your body connects to your mind. And your brain is connected to every part of your organ, every ligament, every joint. And your brain sends signals to all throughout your body. And so when your brain is going haywire because it's having a meltdown of an emotion, a negative emotion, a bad emotion, or it's having a mental crisis, it affects your body at the same time. So we want to learn together how to maintain our overall health and wellness routine, not just for ourselves, for our family at the same time. This is why I always give a disclaimer before you start any of these type of things, because you want to check in with your doctor and show these things to your doctor. Say, hey, this is what I'm doing. Like I said before, this is what I'm doing to maintain my own health and wellness. But nonetheless, I thank y'all for tuning in. Make sure you join us on tomorrow for Mental Health Check-In. Thank you for taking the time for joining us on today. Today is day one of our 5 days Mental Health Check-In as we get on the road and get on the ball to sustaining our own personal health and wellness routine for ourselves. Remember, if you are experiencing any mental health challenges or think that you're having a mental health challenge or mental health issue or illness, contact your local behavioral health authority in your state or city or town. If you do not know your local health Behavioral Health Authority. You can always call 311, which is the United Way hotline, and they will connect you with a mental health agency in your town. Once again, thank you for tuning in. Peace, this is the Namaste. Greetings to you. Hey guys, guess what? Connect with us on all social media platforms. That's Facebook. You can find us at Holistic Talk with Sharita Berry. And don't forget, we're on all podcast platforms such as Anchor.fm, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and we're also on Pandora as well. So don't forget, all you got to do is go to Google search or Yahoo search or Bing search and type in Holistic Talk with Sharita Berry and we'll pop up. Yeah, we'll pop up. Pop up on me. Don't forget, connect with us on all social media and podcast platforms. Peace, deuces.